이제 가서
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Today's daf is daf Zayin. And there's no convenient place to start because Vav Amud Beis ends off in the middle of a kasha and we only start getting to the teretz about 10-12 lines in. So I'm assuming everybody would prefer if we just go through this quickly, go to the beginning of the kasha and then get to the teretz. And the kasha is a very, very straightforward kasha. We have two halachas that we learned yesterday in the Gemara, and the Gemara has combined the two, conflated the two, in such a way that it comes out that you have two chumris. Now what exactly are we referring to? So you recall back on Vav Amud Aleph, we spoke about a mavui okum. What's a mavui okum? Mavui okum is neither your typical mavui mefulash, that you're able to go through on both sides, nor is it a mavi sasum, where it's a cul-de-sac, a mavi of three walls. But rather, it's somewhat of an L-shaped mavi, which means you drive through or you walk into the mavi, and when you think that you've gotten to the end, you see the back, then you realize that you're supposed to make a right or a left turn, and then you continue on, and then a few feet later, boom, you're in the Rishus Rabbim. So if you started from your beginning end, your beginning entrance, and you go all the way to the end of your drive or your walk, it's a mavin mefulash. You go from one end into the other. However, it's not a straight line, it's a crooked line. That's the concept of the mavui okum. Rashi here on the Amud Beis is a picture of a double mavui okum, not an L, but a U-shaped. If you see the Rashi here on the left-hand side on Vav Amud Beis, that you see there's a mavui on the right, there's a mavui on the bottom, there's a mavui on the left, Rishus HaRabim all the way on top. I want to get from point A to point B, meaning from the beginning of this mavui to the end. So I go all the way around, and as I'm going around, I have to go through two akmimasin. I have to go through two places where it's okum, where there is a curve. So ultimately, if you were to take this U and straighten it out, like make it like a long I or a long one, it's a mavui mefulash. However, the way it's now, it's not really mefulash because you have to go through these two curves. That's the double mavui okum. So what's the status of such a mavui okum? Back on the Amud Aleph, we also had a picture in the Rashi. There the picture is not as clear. There was a single mavi okum. You see the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom. You see the Rishus HaRabim on the left-hand side. And now your mavi starts where it says Rishus HaRabim on the bottom. So you enter into the mavi. You look straight ahead. You see a wall there in the distance. But as you get closer to the wall, then you realize that you have to make a left turn, because the mavi continues on. It doesn't stop there. It's not a mavi sosum. It's a mavi which continues on. And then eventually hit the Rishus HaRabim once again. Anyway, question is, what status does this mavi okum have? We had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, remember here in the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, the Itmar mavi okum, Rav Amar Terose Kim Mefulash. You look upon it as if it was Mefulash. You go straight through. That's what you look upon it. Shmuel Amar Terose Kisosum. So what are the practical halachic ramifications? So Rashi said yesterday that according to Rav, since it's terosik kimafulash, the way we're going to cure it so that you'll be able to go and carry in this mavui is that at the two openings of the mavui, where you enter and where you exit, there you have to put a lechi or a koira, like your regular mavui. And in the spot where you have the akmimus, where it becomes a little okum, where it curves, there you have to put up a full Tzuras HaPesach. A full Tzuras HaPesach. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi on the Amud Aleph, Rashi is about 10 lines in, Mavi Okum Ushnei Psachim Rishus HaRabim, both openings of this Mavi go out to Rishus HaRabim. Says Rav, Tirosa Kim HaFulis, says Rashi, Mavi HaMafulis Rishus HaRabim Tzurach Tzuras Pesach Mikan V'lechi. You gotta have either the Tzuras of Pesach on one side and a Koyer on the other side. Lechi or Koyer, Kilo Kamon. Avzeh, Tzorach l'shnei Pesachov, l'tzad v'shus Rabim. The two entrance ways, or the entrance and the exit, you need a Lechi l'chol Ruach. Uba'akmu Misoi, where you have the crookedness, where you have the curve, Tzorach Tzuras Pesach. There you have to have a Tzuras of Pesach. Why? The Pilashu Mefulish L'chaberav Kemefulish Yisram. Rashi is saying is because it's really two Mavois which are merging at the Mokim of the Akmimus, at the Mokim of the curve. And so therefore, since the two are merging together, it's like instead of merging into the Shusarab and Mefulish into the Shusarab, it's Mefulish one into the other. Anyway, bottom line is in that corner you have to go and put a Tzuras HaPesach according to Rav. Well, Shmuel said Tzuras HaKisosum. And what's the halacha now? So Rashi has two pshatim according to Shmuel. Going to the next Rashi, Tzuras HaKisosum, Ve'ein Terpav in a klum. You don't have to put in anything. Zero. Gunisht. You don't have to put in anything. But rather, and the oisin lechim lepischem, in other words, you got to put a lechi b'koira on this side, a lechi b'koira on the other side, but nothing in the middle. Skip two lines. Lishnachrina terosik yisosim teres mob yisosim terech lasis lechi liakmu misoi. You got to make a lechi there in the middle at the place of the curve. And therefore, lemaisa rabbeisai, we have now machloikis Rashi and not Rashi between Rav and Shmuel. When you have a movi okam, according to Rav, what you have to do is you have to put in a Tzuras HaPesach in the mokim of the akmimus, where it curves, where it turns. While according to Shmuel, either you put in nothing, or you put a lechi, but not a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the Amud Aleph. Now we turn to the Amud Beis. Well, actually, not going to turn to the Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Vav Amud Aleph, Toner Rabban, about six lines from the bottom, says Ketzim Arvin Derech Hashus Rabim. The Gemara corrects that on the Omid base to say Ketzim Arvin a Movli which is Mefulosh L'Rishus Rabim. So the Tanna Kama says you make a Tzuras HaPesach. Again, you have now a Movli Mefulosh. Movli Mefulosh, which means that it's open on both sides. You have regular traffic going, all the cars, all the carriages, all the wagons, all the people, both sides, among the foolish. What's the halacha? To go and make it kosher, to carry on Shabbos, you have to put a Ketzuras HaPesach mikan, and a lechi or koira on the other side. That's the Tanna Kama. Well, Chananya says it's a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you have to put delos sois, deles mikan, the deles mikan. In other words, build up not just the Tzuras HaPesach, but a real bona fide doorway with ptzimin, mezuzois, and mashkois, and a deles. Well, Beis Hillel Imrim, ois a deles mikan, the lechi b'koira mikan. You only have to make a deles on one side, and you make the lechi b'koira on the other side. So, bottom line is, this Brisa says, according to the Tanna Kama, you have a Movi Mefulosh, you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, and a Lechi V'Koira on the other side. While Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, says, you have to have a Delis on one side, and you have to have a Lechi V'Koira on the other side. So the whole Machlokes really is, to nip it in the bud succinctly, when you have a Movi Mefulosh, which is open both sides, to close up one of the walls. Says the Tanna Kama, the way you close up a wall is you put up a Tzuras HaPesach. According to Chananya, Libe de Beis Hillel, the way you close up a wall is to put up a Delis. Aha. Okay, so now, having learned these two Machloikas, who do we paskin now in this Machloikas Hashemi? Do we paskin like the Tanna Kama that says you only need a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, V'lech V'Koyer Mikan? Or do we paskin like Beis Hillel that says that you have to have a Delis Mikan and a Lechi V'Koyer Mikan? How do we paskin? So that in itself is a Machloikas Rav in Shmuel. So on to Vav Amud Beis, almost halfway down the Amud, Itmar, Rav Omer Hilchos HaKitane Kama. We paskin like the Tanna Kama, which means Tzuras HaPesach Mikan and a Lechi V'Koyra on the other side. Shmuel Omer Halach Kichanan, you have to have a Delas Mikan and a Lechi V'Koyra on the other side. So now we skip down to Hahu Mavi Akum. This is three lines before the wide lines. We have now a real halacha l'maisa. We got a Mavi Akum in Neher Doha. Neher Doha was the place where Shmuel lived, as Shmuel says, Nehiran Alai Shvili Dirakia Keshvili Neher Doha. So Shmuel lived in Neher Doha. And we had a Mavi Akum. And we wanted to be able to go and carry in this Mavi Akum on Shabbos. What did the Mavi Akum look like? Like the case of the Rashi with the U-shaped. And the question is, what do we do? Is Rami Alei Chumid Rav Chumid Shmuel? They placed on this Mavi Akum the Chumrois of both Rav and Shmuel at the same time. Vatrichu the Losais. And they required the Losais. Losais means a delus in each one of the mokim akmimus. That's why you see in this picture of the Rashi on the right hand side where you have the curve, it says in small letters delus, and again on the left hand side in the small curve it says delus. By those of you that have the Oiz V'Hod Gemaras, it's a shame because at Rabbi Fohan's we have the beautiful Gemaras that Dudi bought for us last Machzor. In the back they have gorgeous pictures of the Mavi Akum. You see the pictures, you want to live in those Mavis and those Chatzeres, they're so beautifully done. Anyway, what's the halacha? They required the losseis. Why did they require the losseis? It says, you want a chumr derav and chumr dishmur. What's the chumr derav? First of all, chumr derav, the yomer terasa kim fulash. That this Mavi Akum, ultimately you could take the U, straighten it out, it's like a terim fulash. Mavi Mufulish, what do you need for Mavi Mufulish, says Rav? Well, according to Rav, for Mavi Mufulish, Rav paskins like the Tanakama. If you paskin like the Tanakama, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan and a Lechi V'Koyre Mikan. But they didn't require a Tzuras HaPesach. They required a Deles, the law says. We paskin like the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, all you have to have is, as we just said a moment ago, a Tzuras HaPesach. And here the Mechayev glosses. Because the Paskin in Kishmuel, the Malacha Kichananya. Shmuel said in that Machloikis between the Tanakam and Chananya in the name of Beis Hillel, Chananya, B'Shem Beis Hillel said that you have to have a Delas. That was Shmuel, right? Shmuel higher up on the Amid, Shmuel says we Paskin like Chananya. But Reggie Mabama Shmuel, Terasik is awesome. According to Shmuel, you don't need either anything, or at most you need a lechi, like Rashi said on the Omer Aleph, by a Mavi Akum according to Shmuel, either you need nada, klum, shum davar, shemi, riyah, nothing, or you need one lechi. Yet you say over here you need a delas. Says Shmuel, because we don't paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. You have a terasa kima foolish. Terasa kima foolish means you gotta put something over there. But what does Rav hold? What do you have to put there? All you have to go and put there is a terasa pesach. So why is Mechayev a delas? Because you don't paskin like Rav, you paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Chananya. Chananya holds you have to have a delas. Yeah, but the same Shmuel holds that this is not even a mafulash. This is a mavi sasum. You don't need anything, or just one lechi. Yeah, but a paskin like Rav, that it's a mafulash. But if I'm paskin like Rav, that it's a mafulash, I only need a tzuras pesach. I don't need a delas. So therefore, to come up with this chumrah, that we need the losais for this mavi akum, I had to take a chumrah of Rav, that it's called terosai kimavi mafulash, but not totally like Rav, because we're just like Rav, just put up by Tzuras HaPesach. Oh, so I learn like Shmuel, that when I have a Mavi Mefulosh, I pass him like Chananya, Aliba, De Beis Hillel, that you have to put a Delas. But Shmuel holds that a Mavi Akum is not a Mavi Mefulosh, it's a Mavi Sosum, you don't need anything. Well, I don't pass him like Shmuel, I pass him like Rav. Yeah, but Rav says I only need a Tzuras HaPesach. I don't pass him like Rav, I hold like Shmuel, that I pass him like Chananya. So you see that we come up with the maskon that I need a delas, it's because I'm taking the chumrah of Rav that he calls a mavi akum, a mavi mafulash, and I'm taking the chumrah of Shmuel that says that when you have a mavi mafulash, you have to have a delas, it's not enough just to have a tzuras HaPesach. Freit the Gemara, Can you go and chop chumras from everywhere and bring them together? What time you have a famous braisa? Now the braisa on the surface is internally contradictory. We're first going to address the contradiction, and then we're going to come back to our problem. How can you chop chumras from everybody? You have to go on the shvil hazov. Either go kulis v'chumras from one rav, kulis v'chumras from another rav. The bechap chumras from everywhere l'choyre doesn't make sense. So the more batani will under brayis li'olam halacha kibeis hillel. We always pass kibeisham beis hillel halacha kibeis hillel. And then unpredictably the brayis continues on. But the truth of the matter is you can go and choose. Ini mini mini mo, you can pass like Beisham, you can pass like Beisil. And of course the obvious question the Gemara is going to ask is, are you listening to what you just said? It says, La'olam halacha kibeisil. How can you pass like Beisham? The Gemara is going to ask that question momentarily. And then the Braisa continues on. Mekulu Beisham, mekulu Beisil. If a person goes through all the shaylas and all the machloikas of Beisham and Beisil, and the person decides to paskin like all the kulis of Beis Shammai and all the kulis of Beis Hillel, that's a rasha. You can't go and chap all kulis. Mechum Beis Shammai, mechum Beis Hillel, to go and chap all chumris, all of a cause of oimer haksil b'choy shecholech. The person is acting like an imbecile. Ela, ike Beis Shammai kekuleinu kechumrein, ike Beis Hillel kekuleinu kechumrein. Either you go with Beis Shammai with all of his kulis and all of his chumris, or you go like Beis Hillel with all of his kulis for chumris. But you can't go and take everybody's chumris or everybody's kulis. That's the end of the braisa. So first thing Mora addresses the question that we asked, Hagufa Kasha. We start off the braisa. Amris lo yilam alochi Beis Hillel, lo de amris haroi talaski Beis Shammai ois. I don't understand what you said. We started off, you should always go like Beis Hillel. And then we said, but if you want to do like Beis Shammai, Gesundheit. You want to do like Beis Hillel, Gesundheit. You just said halacha like Beis Hillel, make up your mind. So the Moloi Kash, Nishveh, Kan Koyim Baskol, Kan Li'acher Baskol. What Baskol are we talking about? Miyat Shem Mandav Yud Gimel, in another week. The Gemara is going to go and tell us that there were many machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and ultimately the decision was made that we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Who made that decision? A baskoil from heaven said, halacha like Beis Hillel. Oh, but that's after the baskoil. Before the baskoil, there was no decision. There was no Rambam. There was no Shulchan Aruch. There wasn't even Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Garnished. So what did they do? That's what the Braisa says. Le'olam halacha ki Beis Hillel. After the baskoil. Before the baskoil. You want to go like Beis Shammai? Gesundheit. You want to go like Beis Hillel? Gesundheit. There was no halacha psuka, so therefore you can go and follow whoever you want. Both the beginning of the braisa and the continuation of the braisa is talking about after the baskoil. Question is whether that baskoil itself is decisive. For Yeshua, the loy mashkach baskoil, top of vav zayinu aleph. That's the famous Rabbi Shu in the case of the Tanur Shel Achnoi. Well, you remember that was a big machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, went and marshaled all natural and supernatural forces to show that he was right and the Chachamim were wrong. So you remember the Gemara says over there, he said, Amas Amayim Yechiach. How is the Amas Amayim Yechiach? This Amas Amayim for the last 100 years had been going from north to south. Now said, the Blazer, show that I am right, and the Amas Amayim turned around. Made a U-turn, instead of going from north to south, started going from south to north. Now, Rabbi Shua says, Ey mashkichim Amas Amayim. You don't listen to that. Koisli besmerish yechichu. The walls of this besmerish are going to show that I'm right. And all of a sudden, the koisli besmerish started folding in from the right and from the left. They started merging, they started coming in, and the whole building was in danger of collapse. Until the Chacham said, Rabbi Shalom, no, don't get involved, let this building remain intact. And once again, Rabbi Yeshua said, Koisle Besmerish, don't look at Koisle Besmerish, it's goodish. Finally, said Rabbi Lezer, Baskol Yechiach, and Baskol came down from heaven saying, Rabbi Lezer is right. Says Rabbi Shua lemashkech lebaskol. Don't listen to a baskol because Torah la b'shemayim hi. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to decide. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't decide up above. Anyway, so according to that, a mashgich lebaskol ad hayom hazeh, or at least until the time that the Rambam was compiled, you can paskin like Beis Shammai, you can paskin like Beis Hillel. So therefore, the beginning of the Braisa, it says, that's like us, that we follow the Baskel. That the Braisa continues, so Roitz Alaska, didn't Beis Shammai, can do Beis Hillel, that's going to be sure that ein mashgichim a Baskel. Vibo Yisei Mahochik Omar, Poshib Shat, the Braisa is Azeh. Kol Eichon the Mishkacha, straight to know your trail, Mirai, the Pliga Adodi, ki em machlokim Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Loi levit ki kuli demar v'chi kuli demar v'le kechome demar v'le kechome demar. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is when we start off the Braisa, Oilam Malach ki Beis Hillel means this is the machloek is Besham Beis Hillel. We follow Beis Hillel. That's crystal clear. Now what happens if I have another machloek? Not Besham Beis Hillel. Have machloek is a survivor of Rav and Shmuel, Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, Rav Meir Mit Rav Yehuda, any one of the numerous machloekis in Inchas. Says the Braisa, Horoitz Elas is Kedivrei, not Beis Shammai, like Rav, Oysa, not Kedivrei Beis Hillel, like Shmuel, Oysa. In other words, any other machloikas until we have the codification, the halacha psuka of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, you're free to do whatever you want. But you got to go and follow all of their psukim. You can't go and say, well, I like Rav because in this case he's Mekel, but I like Shmuel because in that case he's Mekel. If you take all the coolest together, Chas Hashem, you're Russia. If you take all the chumris together, then Aksil v'choshech holech. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. Line number two, again we'll go through it quickly. Anybody saying, Hochikon, Kolech l'mishkacha straight to Noayu Trey Amiroi l'pligi adoni. Ki em machloik is Beisham v'Beisil. Beisham v'Beisil, the loch is like Beisil. That's what we said. But if you find a similar machloikis, like levit ki kule demar, chumr demar, chumr demar, don't just go kulis, kulis, chumris, chumris, elo oiki kule demar, oge chumrei of it, oiki kule demar, oge chumrei of it. Shine. So now the braisa makes a lot of sense. We have three answers, four answers, everything is fine. But mikom mokom kasha, let's go back to our original kasha. By this movi okum in their door, how did we say that you require a deles in each mokim of the akmumis, each time that you have the curve? After all, a mavi okim according to base, according to Rav, is dino kim fulosh, and all you need is a tulis at Pesach. According to Shmuel, you don't need anything by a mavi okim, or maybe a lechi. Two pshatim in the Rashi. See, Marty, you're right. But here we're going to go and paskin not like the Tanakhama, we're going to paskin like Hananya. That Hananya says by a mavi mafulosh, you have to have a deles. Yeah, but Rabbeisai, a mavi okum is not a mavi mafulosh. Because if you paskin like Rav, that it's a mavi mafulosh, you only need a tzuris of Pesach. Oh, we paskin like Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that it's a mavi sosum, you don't need anything. Yeah, but I paskin like Shmuel, that if it were to be a mavi mafulash, I require a delis. But Shmuel says it's not a mavi mafulash. But Rav says it's a mavi mafulash. But Rav says you only need a turis a Pesach. So to get to a delis, you have to take a chumra of Rav and a chumra of Shmuel. And we just said now, yichap on chumras from everybody. Ksil b'choyshech hoylech mikol mokim kashom. Omer nachma yitzah kule kerab avdua. The truth of the matter is, they paskin tir solely like Rav, leaving out Shmuel. Why? Timrafunah Marav halacha be'ein moirin ken. Even though we said on the Omid Beis that Rav paskins like the Tanakama by Mavi Mefulash. What's the Tanakama? Did you need Tzuris of Pesach? That was halacha be'ein moirin ken. Meaning that when you want to go and share this halacha publicly with Talmidim, rather, we paskin like Hananya that you require a delis. See, even though Rav personally felt that the halacha was like the Tanakhama, however, when he had to go and codify and make a decision, he said, you know what, Rabbeisai, let's go and follow Hananya. And according to Hananya, we do require a delis after all. So then, it's all Rav, not Shmuel. It's Rav that says it's Mavim Mefulosh, and it's Rav that says in the case of Mavim Mefulosh, you have to have Tulosis.
So if you more than Ravada Bar Hava, Omer Rav, the Omer Alocha, Ma'irin King, Ravada Bar Hava is in the name of Rav, no. The Rav holds Halocha, meaning we paskin like the Tanikama, that it's only Turis HaPesach, Ma'irin King, and that's Halocha the Maisa. My Ikal HaMeimer, why would they Mechayiv over here? Dulasoy. When do we have this rule that you don't chap on chumris from both sides and you ksil b'choyshe choylech? It's only in that case where the two chumris contradict each other. Where do you have that case? Going shadr of the gulgoyles, the famous case of the shadr of the gulgoyles. Now, hashadr of the gulgoyles shechosru. The kamachisora in v'shedro, v'shami omrim shtei chulia, so they still omrim chulia achas. What is all this about? We have Rachman Litzlan, a person passed away, and most of the body has decomposed. And here in this ohel, the only thing that we have is the shedra. Shedra, of course, means the spinal column with all of the vertebrae in the spinal column. So if you have the entire shedra from beginning to end, from the top till the bottom, with all vertebrae, kuli al memoided that that's metame bi oihel. If, however, you're missing one of the vertebrae, dos shena machloik is between beishame and beisil. Where beisil says you're missing one, you don't have the full shedra, no tumas oil. Yes, you do have tumas maga, and you have tumas masa, but you don't have tumas oil, because you're missing one vertebrae. Says Beishamai, no. If you're only missing one vertebrae, it's still metame ba'oil. If you're missing two vertebrae, then it's not metame ba'oil. So in this case then, we have a kula of Beis Hillel, because he says as soon as one vertebrae is missing, no shedra finished. No tuma. Well, Beis Shammai says, one, you still have tuma, only if you're missing two. And we have another machloikis. What's the next machloikis? Ubi Gogoylis. Now, the Gemara brings Gogoylis, which is really irrelevant to our discussion, but we'll just go through it because the Gemara quotes it. Ubi Gogoylis, if you have a skull as opposed to a shedra, also in an oil ameis, Beis Shammai omen kimle maktach, if it has a large hole, as large as he get by boring a hole in that skull, then it will not be metam. Beisil Amram, even less than that. Kedishinotum and achai viyomas, as much as you would need to remove from the skull, if you removed brain matter or cranium or whatever stuff they have inside the head, where if it would be removed, the person would die, that would already take away the tumas oihel. The amount of Beisil is a smaller amount than the mole maktach. And therefore, once again, Beis Hillel is the Mekel. He's saying as long as a little bit is missing, shine, it's no longer a time for oil, and Beis Shammai is the Machmir. But let's get back to our Shedra. The Yom Rav Yonah Mishmur, V'chim Linyan Treifa. The same Aloha L'Kabaya Treifa also applies, which means, until now we spoke about the Shedra of a human being. Now we're going to talk about the Shedra of L'Havdil, an animal. Odom Uvehema Toishia Hashem. When they talk about an animal now. Now, if the animal has you did a regular shechita on the animal, you open it up, and you discover that the entire animal is perfect, there are no simone tarfus, then of course you can go and eat the animal. But what happens if, when you're doing your inspection, you notice, oh no, we're missing one of the vertebrae of the shedra, of the spinal column. What happens now? Says Beis Hillel, this animal would not have been a viable animal when it was alive, and it's a treifa. Says Beis Shammai, no, one vertebrae is goodish. If it's missing two vertebrae, then it's a treifa. So in this case, by treifas, Beis Hillel is the machmir. He says, if you're missing just one vertebrae, treifa. What's the svar in both cases? The svar in both cases is, can a person, or lahavdol, an animal, live missing one vertebrae? Says Beis Hillel, without one vertebrae, the person is a goner. And therefore, the person is a goner, and when you have the shedra, if you're missing that one vertebrae, you're missing something very, very significant. And that's why it's not metame ba'oil. And that's why when it comes to Hilchas Treifis, this animal's a treif. An animal cannot exist missing one vertebrae. So here the Gabi Tumas Oil comes out, it's a kula, no tumma. The Gabi Hilchas Treifis, it's a chumra, because you're saying that you can't eat from the animal. Beishamai, of course, is the other way around. Beishamai says that one vertebrae is gunish, the ikar is two vertebrae. So therefore, if it's only missing one vertebrae, I say by the person, it's metame ba'oyel, he's machmir. However, the gabi, the animal, if it's only missing one vertebrae, no! Nishgeferlach, the animal could still have existed and lived for another 120 years, or whatever an animal's life expectancy is. And therefore, what's the halacha? It would be kosher. Ah, says the Gemara now. What happens if I have a double whammy? I have Nebuch and Oyel Hames, where you have a dead person missing one vertebrae. At the same time, you have a shoycha that checked in an animal, and we discover it's missing one vertebrae. Okay? So what does Beis Hillel hold? In the case of the Tumas Oyel, Beis Hillel would hold no Tumas, it's missing one vertebrae. Yet the Beis Shammai holds that even one vertebrae is missing, it happens to be already Tumme. It remains Tumas Oyel, there is Tumas Oyel. Aha, so when it comes to the Hilchos Tumas Oyel, let's be machmir like Beis Shammai and say one vertebrae is gunish, it's the two which are kaveya. And therefore, if one vertebrae is missing, that's not considered to be missing. It's as if I have the whole shedra, and therefore it's going to be tummy. Now when it comes to Hilchos Tarfis, we're going to ignore Beis Shammai. We're going to learn like Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel says it's treifa. Once you're missing one, it's treifa. So we're going to be machmir by Tumas Oyel. We're going to be machmir by Hilchos Tarfis. Says Igmar, that's Sasri Adodi. Doesn't make sense. If you hold that one vertebrae is the deciding factor, so then the Gabi Tumas Oyel, we should hold like base Hillel, it's not Tumah. And we should hold by Treifis that it's Treif. If you hold that the deciding factor is two vertebrae, then the Gabi Tumas Oyel, if you're only missing one, I should go and say that there's tumah, and the gabi tarfis, I should go and say that it's kosher. But to go and say by the oil side that I have tumah, and to go and say the gabi hilchas treifis that the animal is treif, those are seiser adodi, and that's what the Gemara says when we said back in the Braisa that when you chap on a chumer from one and a chumer from the other, then it's considered to be ksil b'choyshech hoylech. That staff gives the two are contradictory. But in our case, by the movi mafulish or the movi akum, I'm just taking two chumris because I want to be super careful. So I'm deeming this movi akum to be a movi mafulish, just like we had according to Rav. It's movi mafulish. Then what's the halacha of movi mafulish? Oh, here I'm going to go to Shmuel that says, by Mav Mefulish, we pass them like Chananya, that you have to have a Delis. So that's not a Stira. Those two work hand in hand. Zog to Yemara. That's Tafka when they're Soyser one another. Aval Heichad Loi Sasri Adavi of Dinan. If they're not Soyser, like in our case in the Mavi Akam, there's no Stira. You have a Chumra here and a Chumra there. That's fine. It's perfect. No problem whatsoever. When there is a stira one with the other, we don't do it. We all know the first Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, there's a machloikis, when is Rosh Hashanah li'ilon or li'ilonos? When is that Rosh Hashanah? Beis Shammai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beis Hillel holds Chamisha Usa Bishvat, what we call Tu Bishvat. Ah, okay. So now, what's the importance of the fact that it's Tu Bishvat? So today, the major, major nafkimina is that people have a tremendous simcha that we leave out Tachnun. Oh, this is Yontif, Baruch Hashem, no Tachnun, especially if Tu Bishvat comes out on a Monday and a Thursday, people are ready to go and dance around the Bima, Baruch Hashem, we leave out Tachnun for 10 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on your shul, Agivaldi Yontif. But the question is, what's the real nafkamina between whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Chamisha Usa b'Shvat? The big nafkamina is the Gabi Hilchos Maisris by Ilonis. What do you mean Hilchos Maisris by Ilonis? So you all know that we have a 7-year Shemitah cycle. The first year and the second year, and then once again the fourth year and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, after you give Truma to the Kohen, and you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, then you have Maaser Sheni. What do you do with Maaser Sheni? Got to bring it up to Yerushalayim, eat it in Yerushalayim, or you have to be poyed and take the money up. Good. That's year 1 and 2 and 4 and 5. What happens if it's year 3 of the Shemitah cycle? Or year 6 of the Shemitah cycle? No din a Maaser Sheni, a din a Maaser Ani. That tenth you have to go and give out to the Aniyim. They can eat it anywhere. They don't have to go to Yerushalayim. They can eat wherever they happen to live, wherever they happen to be. Fine. Now, what happens if you have a tree which produced fruit, guess what? On Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilan. So it's as if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what type of Maaser should I give now? If I hold like Beis Shammai, it's a brand new year. It's now year number 3, or year number 6 of the cycle, and year 3, and year number 6, I got to give Maaser Ani. But if I pass in like Beis Hillel, it's still 2 weeks early. Rosh Hashanah only comes out on Chamisha Usa B'Shvat. So I'm going to go and give according to the previous year, year 2, or year 4, or year 5. What would I give them? I would go and give them Maaser Sheni. So anything that happens between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and until Chamish Usa B'Shvat, over that 2-week period, I have now a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Is it 2-year, meaning the second year produce, or is it the third year produce? Do I give Maaser Sheni, or do I give Maaser Ani? That's the Machlokes in the Braisa, in the Mishnah. So it says, the Gemara, the Maaser Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was a Machmir, he was Malakit Esrig Be'echad B'Shvat, in other words, he cut the Esrig on Echad B'Shvat, and what do I do with, he doesn't mean just one Esrig, he means the whole Esrig tree, so he has 100 Esrigim. Question is, what does he do now? But Noag Boy Beis Isur, he gave both Isur, meaning, besides giving Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, he also gave Maaser Ani. Kedir Beis Shammai, the Echad Kedir Beis Shammai, the Echad Kedir Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai holds it's already now year 3. He gave Maaser Ani. But according to Beis Hillel, it was still year 2. Because Rosh Hashanah is only going to be in 2 weeks from now on Chamisha Asa on Tu B'Shvat. So therefore he gave Maaser Sheni. Now the question is, these two are Sois Radadi. Make up your mind. It's either year 2 or it's year 3, but it's not both. It's Sois Radadi. How could he go and take on both Chumras? Every Mar of Akiva Gamre is topically. V'lo yoda ibeisil be'echad b'shvat omur, ibechameisil b'shvat omur. Rabbi Akiva unfortunately lost his printed Mishnayis. That beautiful printed Mishnayis of Art Scroll or earlier editions. He just couldn't locate his Mishnayis. So he's trying to remember the Mishnayis Baal Peh, and he's thinking to himself, who holds Echad B'Shvat? Is that Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? I just can't remember. I just don't know. So maybe it was Beis Hillel that said Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and maybe it's Beis Hillel that said Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. I don't know. So it's not that he was hopping on a Chumrah of Beis Shammai and a Chumrah of Beis Hillel. It's just he couldn't remember what does Beis Hillel really hold. If you don't remember, we have to be Machmer in both directions. Maybe Beis Hillel holds that it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's a brand new year, and therefore you have to go and give Maaser Ani. Or maybe it's that it's Chamish Usa B'Shvat, it's still the old year, I have to go and give Maaser Sheni. And that's the reason why it was Machmer. I Beis Hillel b'chad istapik leiv l'yodi Beis Hillel b'chad b'shvat omor I b'chameis b'shvat omor v'yavir hachal l'chomer v'hachal l'chomer. And therefore he was Machmer in both directions. So this is not a ksil b'choy shecholech. He just doesn't remember what the psak is. And therefore you have to be Machmer. Fine. So that was although it was a lengthy discussion, it was a pretty straightforward discussion. Yosef Rav Yosef Kami de Rafuna Yosef Kamar. Omar Rav Yudah Merav. This is Rav Yosef speaking, and he's now quoting Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Machloikis Bisrache Mikan Usrache Mikan. When we spoke about the Mavui Mefulosh, the what do you have to do with the Mavui Mefulosh? We had a machloikis between the Tanakama and Hananiah according to Beis Hill. Or according to the Tanakama, you have to go and do a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan and Lechi V'Koyra Mikan. While according to Hananiah, according to Beis Hill, you have to have a Delas Mikan for Lechi V'Koyra Mikan. Aha. Okay. Says if you don't know that stafka because both ends of the Mavi Mefulosh ended up with or started in Rishus HaRabin. You got this lengthy Mavi Mefulosh, both to the right and to the left, wherever the Mavi ends, it's Rishus HaRabin. It's both a Sracha Mikan, a Sracha Mikan, a Platcha Mikan, a Platcha Mikan. What's the difference between Sracha and Platcha? We had this back in the beginning of Masechtas Shabbos. Sracha means a very wide, large road. Rashi in Shabbos says it's a Mesila. It's a road that comes Me'ir Li'ir. So that's a relatively, like a, today we would say a super highway, a six-lane highway. Not literally, but you understand it's a very large boulevard. Platcha Mikan, Platcha Mikan, the word Platcha is similar to the English word plaza, that it's a very large place, like in the middle of town, where they used to go and put up the shuk any time when they had a Yoy Mashuk, when people sold their wares in public. That was a large, very large area where people would gather together. So that's Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Sracha Mikan, or Bika Mikan, what happens if one side of the Mamun Foolish is Taka Rosh Hashanah, but the other side is the Bika? Bika has the status of a Karmelis. Oh, you become a Mikan, they'll become a Mikan. What happens if both sides are a Karmelis? Then everybody agrees, even Hananiah agrees, according to Beis Hillel, you don't need a Delas. Oh, you send Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, a Velech HaMikar Mikan, a Tzuras HaPesach is a Naf. And now the Gemara is a little bit bothered by those last two cases. The Gemara says, Hashestrat Mikan, or Bika Mikan. Oh, you send Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, a Velech HaMikar Mikan. Madach, when you have Rishus Rabbim on one side and Bika on the other side, you're saying, make a tzura sapesach on one side, a lech and a kur on the other side. Bika mikan, ooh, bika mikan, when you have bika on both sides are karmelis, then me boy, of course all you need is a tzura sapesach. Why did the Bryce even bother telling us that halach? Says Yimara Hachi Karma, what the Bryce means to say is the following. Sracha mikan, ooh, bika mikan, nase ke bika mikan, ooh, bika mikan. That what? That in both cases, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach from one side, and you need a Lech HaBikoyra on the other side. Okay, so that's, again, quite straightforward. Now we're going to get into somewhat of a more complicated halacha. It's not really complicated. It means we just have to focus our attention to understand the parameters of the case. And once again, in the back of the beautiful Oiz V'Hodi Gemara, they have beautiful, beautiful pictures. Anyway, we have a picture here in the Rashi, which was also quite helpful. Says Yimar, U'mesayim ba'mishmeid Rav Yehuda. It was Rav Yosef that was repeating in the name of Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. And now this final halacha, he only said Rav Yehuda. He didn't say whether Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, or Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, or Rav Yehuda on his own. He just said Rav Yehuda. What did he say b'shem Rav Yehuda? Amhoyamav v'yikolel rachba, ein sarech klohom. If you have a mavui that ends in a rachba, you don't need anything on the side of the rachba. At the beginning of the mavui, you're always going to need a lechi dekaira, that's for sure. But the side that ends the rachba, what's a rachba? So we've had this a number of times in the Gemara already in Shabbos, that a rachba is different than a chotzer. Most of us, when we read the word chotzer in a Mishnah or in a Gemara, we have visions of a backyard. That's a nice chotzer in the back, beautiful. In truth, in terms of the Talmudic language, the word chotzer always means the front yard. Before you reach the house, any front lawn, any front yard, that's called a chotzer. The back is what's called the rachba. The difference between the front and the back is not just words, chotzer and rachba, it also has many halachic ramifications. As we'll see towards the end of today's Gemara, the major halachic ramification will be that since people constantly use the chotzer to get to their homes. That's why it's what we call yesh lo diurin. There are people that are busy in the chotzer a whole day. The chotzer is not like our chotzer that we have today, where we do almost everything inside the house, and the chotzer is just for mowing the lawn and putting up nice shrubbery and foliage, and if you have a dog or a cat, to have them go and roam around and eat and all that. In the good old days, the chotzer had many, many other usages as well. Besides parking the animals inside your chotzer, very often their washing machine or all of their washing instruments were done inside the chotzer. Inside the house was just basically for eating and sleeping. But a lot of the other things took place in the chotzer outside. Anyway, that's called yesh lo diurin. There are people that drain zach, that come and go in the chotzer. The rochba, however, was typically long-term storage, and people would only go to the back occasionally when they wanted to go and pull out a barrel of wine, or they wanted to put in a barrel of wine, or put away wood in storage for the winter months for a fire, etc. Okay. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, if the Movi HaMafulash doesn't end in a Rishus HaRabim, but ends in a Rochba, then you don't need anything on that side. You don't need a Delas, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, zero. So what is the case? So let's look at the Rashi picture here. The Rashi, you'll notice on the very left of the picture it says Rishus HaRabim, so that's the entrance way to the Movi. Then you see it says Movi. And then the Movi is a nice long Movi. And then the Movi hits what's called that Rochba, that back of the house. Where's the house situated? You see to the right and to the left you have the house, and this Rochba is in the back. And then once you go beyond the Rochba, guess what? Go a little further, you get to Rishus HaRabim. So if you were to ignore the Rochba, you start from left Rishus HaRabim, travel in the Movi, and just keep on going straight, 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 ultimately, your exit will be the Rishus HaRabim. So it is a Mavi Mefulash in the traditional sense. Rishus HaRabim here, Rishus HaRabim there, Mavi in between. The only difference is that before you got to that second Rishus HaRabim, you hit the Rochba, this back alley, back yard of the two houses or one house. In this case, says our Gemara, says Rav Yehuda, you don't need anything, which means that the place which connects the Movi to the Rochba, as you're going from the Movi into the Rochba, you don't put up a Lechi, you don't put up a Koira, you don't put up a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't put up a Delas, you don't need nothing. It all ain't Tzurach Tov. What's the reason for that? We'll see Mirchem on the Amid Beis. Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef. Abayi says to Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda, that you just repeated in the name of Rav Yehuda, and you left out Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, I'll tell you why you left out Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, because in fact it's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The reason why Rav Yehuda sometimes is quoting Rav and sometimes is quoting Shmuel, as Barry will kindly inform us, is because originally Rav Yehuda learned in the yeshiva
of Rav,
and then after Rav passed Rav away, he moved on to the yeshiva of.
He continued learning under Shmuel.
Under Shmuel,
the bridge.
Exactly. So therefore, many chazalim that we have from Yehuda, often he's quoting from his youth, or the earlier years when he learned by Rav, and when he's quoting Shmuel, it's in his later years. And we even find Gemaras where Shmuel would ask Rav Yehuda, what did the Rebbe, what did Rav say years ago when you learned in his yeshiva, what did he say about X, Y, and Z? Good. So, Abayi says to Rav Yosef, this halacha Rav Yehuda, that's from Shmuel, it's not from Rav. Why not? On to the Amud Beis, the Rav, Kasha the Rav ad Rav. Because if Rav Yehuda was saying in the name of Rav, we would have a stira Rav on Rav. And we would have a stira Rav and Rav betarti in two ways. Now what are the two ways? Says Yimar Yom Rav Yirman Bar Abba Omer Rav. Oh, again Rav. Movi shenifrat v'miluoy lechotzer, v'nifritza chotzer kenegdoi. Chotzer muteris u'movi osur. This case of the Movi Shenifritz v'miluoy lechotzer is identical to the case that we had on the Amud Aleph and the picture that we just saw, but take out the word Rochba and put in the word Chotzer. Otherwise, the picture and the case are exactly the same. You come from the Shisaravim, you go through the Mavui. If you continue on blindly, you will eventually hit the Rishus HaRabim. But before you get to Rishus HaRabim, on the Amid Aleph there was a Rachba, and on the Amid Beis there is a Chotzer. Okay, now what's the halacha about this situation? The Chotzer Muteris. You're allowed to go and carry in the Chotzer. That is not our concern. Our concern is the Mavui. The Mavui is Osur. The Mavui is Osur. And we say Mavui Osur, it doesn't mean that it's Osur permanently. It means you gotta do something for this Mavui. Put up a Tzuris HaPesach, put up a Lechi HaKoira, put up a Delis. You gotta do something. But until you do something, the Mavui is Osur. Frey Timura, why Manishtana? The Amai Lihevikim Mavui Shekala Lirachba. Just like Rav Yehuda said on the Amud Aleph, that now we have a Mavui that ends in a Rochba and then continues on to Rishus HaRabim. What's the halacha? Ein Tzorach Klum. You don't need anything. Nishka Lechi and Nishka Koira and Nishka Tzuris HaPesach and Nishka Delis. Zero. Here, however, a virtually identical case. It's not a case of a Rochba. It's a case of a Chotzer. Shaitachaz is Osur. Why? So we see that there seems to be a disconnect between the case on the Amud Aleph and the case on the Amud Beis. And therefore that's why Abaye says it cannot be that both of these are Rav. It's got to be that one of them is Shmur. Now since this is the Feirish Rav, on the second line, Yom Yerbi Baraba Omer Rav, so in the case that we quoted of Yehud on the Amud Aleph, the case of the Rochba, was in the name of Shmuel. We didn't explain yet why it's Kasha Betarti. Let's get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, Rav Yosef now says back to Abaye, he says, I don't know, I'm not so sure that you are right. I will only tell you this. There was a story in Dura Dereisa. Rashi says Dura Dereisa means Ikfar Horoyim. This was a small shtetl, a small town of Royim, of shepherds. We had over there Mavi Shekol L'Rachba, like the Amud Aleph. Mavi Shekol L'Rachba Hava. But also the comment of Yehuda, we went in front of Yehuda. He says, Ichtav Garnish. Zero. Says Narav Yosef, the Kasha, Mishmei Derav, if you're going to tell me Abaye, that if Rav Yehuda said this halacha in the name of Rav, it's going to be a stira Rav on Rav. No, do you have a mishmei de Shmuel? Midi. You can go and say that it goes according to Shmuel, and then there won't be a kasha whatsoever. In other words, Rav Yosef saying to Abaye, I'm easy going today. If it's not Rav Yehuda Marav, it will be Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. That doesn't bother me. That works fine. But what is the double kasha that the Gemara said, Kasha de Rav and the Rav, Bitarti? So Rashi explains, and the Rashi is somewhat, if you will, complicated, but bottom line, what Rashi is saying is that both the Reisha, both the case on the Amud Aleph and the case of the Amud Beis, you're dealing with a Mavi Mefulash, meaning that the Mavi is open from both sides. That's crystal clear. The only difference between the Amud Aleph and the Amud Beis is that in the Amud Aleph, the Mavi Mefulash ends in a Rachba and then continues on to the Rishus HaRabim. And in the Amud Beis, that same Mavi Mefulash stops at a Chotzer and then continues on to the Rishus HaRabim. But it's Mefulash, it's open on both sides. There is no wall that ends it at the back. It's not like a cul-de-sac where you have a third layer of houses or an end. You can keep on going. Just instead of going straight into Saram, I got to go straight into Saram via either a Rachba or via a Chotzer. But otherwise, it's more foolish. Sure? So now, L'chayra have a Befeidish Estira. On the Amud Aleph, I said, when I have my Mefulash Dika Mavoi, ain't it Tzarech Klo? Here on the Amud Beis, I'm saying my Mefulash Dika Mavoi that goes through the Chotzer. It's also, you gotta put something up to correct it. You gotta put your Tzuris HaPesach. You gotta put your Delis. You gotta do something. So that's stira number one. Stira number two, says Rashi, is because of the fact that we say here in the Amud Beis that the Movi Shenifrat was Nifritza Chotzer Kenegdai, that means it was straight Mefulash, it's Mashma that that's the only issue on the Amid Beis that causes the Movi to be Osur. We are not bothered, however, L'choira, about the Diurin. Diurin means the people that live inside the Chatzer. Why would I be concerned about the people inside the Chatzer? Because the people inside the Chatzer have Drisas Haregel, they have the right of way to walk in the Mavoi. And if no Erev or Shitufim of voice were made, so then these people are quote-unquote invading the common property known as the Mavoi. And those people, they could answer carrying in the Mavoi because no Erev was made. Oh, Masha'enken, in the case of the Rachba on the Amud Aleph, you don't have that concern because the Rachba and the Amud Aleph we deem as if there are no diurin. Nobody goes to that Rachba except for once a month or once every 6 months or right before Pesach to go and do Pesach cleaning. But otherwise nobody goes there. So therefore there's no Bnei Rachba that are treading or walking onto the Mavoi's land. And therefore, the way Rashi explains our Gemara is, since the only concern of this Mavoi seems to be the fact that it's Mavoi Mefulash, that it's Mifritzah Chotzer Kinegdoi, which means the Chotzer is directly in front, and it has a direct opening into Rishas Rabin, so it's a regular Mavoi Mefulash, why did we need to come on to that? The reason why it's usher to carry in the Mavoi is because of the diurin, because of the fact that the people that live in the Chotzer have a right of way in the Mavoi, that should also shter and require the Mavoi to have at least a Turas, a Pesach, or a Deles, or something. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the only reason why you needed that Turas, a Pesach, or that Deles is because of the Mefulash. So we ignore the diurin aspect of it. So if we ignore the diurin aspect, why did Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph have to say that the case is talking about a Rachba, where there are no diurin? He could have said we're even talking about a Chatzah where they are diurin, because who cares about the diurin? The only thing I'm concerned about is the Mefulash. By the fact that the Gemara and the Amud Aleph, Rav Yehuda says we're talking about Dafka Rachba, is the Chasim, and he is concerned about the Urim. By the fact that the Amud Beis is only worried about Mavi Mefulash, apparently we're not worried about the Urim. And that's therefore the second apparent inconsistency. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi.
The actual case was with the Rachba.
There are two actual cases. You have the actual case in the Amud Aleph, which was also what happened to Dura Dureyasa, but you have a real life case in Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer Rav, that if you have a Mavi Shenifritz and Chotzer Kenegdoi, what would be the din of Mavi is Aser? And the Gemara is assuming that the reason why it's Aser is strictly because it's Mefuratz Kenegdoi, because it's Mavi Mefulash. Look, I have a second reason, because of the urine. Oh, forget about the urine. I don't care about the urine. Oh, if you don't care about the urine on the Amud Beis, why does Rav Yehuda care about it on the Amud Aleph? Why does he tell you the halacha of Rachba? The case of Yehuda, he's saying the halacha. Mayimavi kol l'rachba ain't tzarech klum. Even if mayimavi kol l'chatzer ain't tzarech klum. Alz diurin. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi will start a Mavi Osir. It's about 8 lines from the top of the Amid. A Mavi Osir. Kasol Kedaitach. We assume that they have a minute. Mina Nokat Nifritza Chotzer Kenegdoi. Why does it have to be that the Chotzer is exactly in front of him and it's Nifritz Kenegdoi, meaning that there is no space? If you to get a clear understanding of those words, go back to the Amid Aleph in the picture. You see where the Mavi ends and hits the Rachba. And then ignore the Rachba, just go another 10 feet, 20 feet, 50 feet, you hit the Rishu Sarabim. Notice that the opening to Rishu Sarabim is exactly parallel to the opening of the Mavoi. If there was no Rachba over there, it would be just straight Mavoi into Rishu Sarabim, and the opening, the Pesach HaMavoi into the Rachba. And the Pesach with the Rachba and the Rishu Sarabim are parallel to one another. That's what the Imar means when it's Nifritza Chotzer Kenegda. It's exactly parallel, exactly the same. So says Rashi, the reason why the Gemara chaps on that case, Nifritza Chotzer Kenegda, Mishim the Mechzei Kimav Mefulash, because it looks like a Mavi Mefulash. The truth of the matter is, it really is a Mavi Mefulash, because you go from one end of the Mavi, Rishu Sarabim, into the Rishu Sarabim, from Shisram to Shisram, I went through Mavi, and I went through Rachbo, I went through Chotzer, but it went straight through. Aha. Mishnah Mechsi Kimov Mefulish. And therefore, Ka'osalei, that's the reason why it says the Gemara that Mavi is Osir. V'lam Mishim the Nifrat L'Chotzer, not because of Nifrat L'Chotzer, and I have a problem of the diurin in the Chotzer. V'Rav Yehuda made a knock at Rachbo, Ashmirin, the Mishim Mefulish, Loi Mitzer. Rav Yehuda that says that you need nothing on the Amud Aleph, number one, obviously holds Mavi Mefulish is Gunish, because he said you don't need anything. Uberachba leka diurin to Litzralei. And by Rachba, there are no people that live there to go and aser on the Mavui. But it's mashma from that Rav Yehuda, Avaliyav kolul chotzer asri alei. Then Rav Yehuda would aser. Well, the Kam Mefarish Tamayim, the Gemara is going to explain later on the reason why the diurin interrupt and interfere is because of the fact that they have a right of way, and therefore you have to make an Erev, you have to make a Tzuras, a Pesach, you have to do a Delis, you have to do something. So therefore that's the double kasha. Number one, Imi Mishum Mefulash, that here we see on the Amud Beis, it's totally Mefulash, and you gotta do something, the Mavi is Osir, put up your Tzuras, a Pesach, put up your Delis, do something. While the Amud Aleph, the same case with the Rachba, Loi Tzarech Klum, zero. That was kasha number one. Number two, Mishum the Nifrat, Hanifrat L'Chotzer, V'Asri Alei B'nei Chotzer, the fact that the Rav Yehuda says on the Amud Aleph, we're talking about a Rachba, obviously he holds that B'nei Chotzer, Aser, they themselves cause an Isur on the B'nei, on the Mavui, the Nifrat, Mavui B'milui, L'Rishus Asur Alei, because the Mavui has been opened up, Nifrat, to a Rishus, which is also meaning to the Rishus of the Chotzer. So we have a double whammy. Kasha number one, the foolish. Kasha number two, because of the urine. Getting back to our Gemara, says the Gemara, but hash, there were five lines from the bottom of the Amud. But hash, the Amud, Rav Sheshes, Rav Shmuel, Bar Abba. The Amud, Rav Yosef, Bar Abba. Azbalach, Kanshe, Irvu, Kanshe, Loi, Irvu. The Rav, Nami, Loi, Kasha. Says the Gemara, I'm not forced to say that this Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph is Rav Yehuda on my Shmuel. It could even be Rav Yehuda on my Rav. What does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi explains that according to the Gemara's Teretz, the premise of our Kasha, of our double Kasha, was incorrect. What was the premise? We assumed here on the Amud Beis that since the Brice, since not the Brice, since Rav says, Nifritz Achotze Kenegdoi, Muzduch Zayin, that it's because of Mavin Mefulash. Mavin Mefulash, you gotta go and put up Tzuras and Pesach, you gotta put up a Delis, but you gotta do something because it's a Mavin Mefulash. No, if that's the case, on the Amud Aleph, you all had a Mavin Mefulash. It went through the Rachba, but it was Mavin Mefulash. One side of Shesedam, other side of Shesedam, why does the view to say in the Amud Aleph, Loi Tzarech Klum? So we assume that it was a Mefulash problem. Says the Gemara, no, nothing to do with Mefulash. Nothing to do with Mefulash. The problem on the Amud Beis, the reason why we needed to go and do something for the Mavi, is strictly because of the Diurin. Diurin means those guys who live inside the Chotzer, who walk back and forth into the Mavi all day, and therefore they stare. Like Rashi called before, the Mavi is Porut, the Miluai L'Rishus Ho Asuralai. These B'nai Chotzer guys, they, since they have the right of way, they are asering on the B'nai Mavi. The way to go and cure that problem, to remedy that problem, is make an Erev. So if you would make an Erev of all these B'nai Chotzer with the B'nai Mavi, maybe it's not called an Erev, maybe it's called a Shetufei Mavuais, but the point is that if you would make an Erev, and now they're all one happy, united family, you'd be able to go and carry. The reason why it says Mavi also is because they didn't make an Erev. Kan Shaloi Irvu. The Amud Aleph, however, they didn't need to make an Erev. Why didn't they need to make an Erev? Because there are no diurin. Because this Rachba, you only use it once in a blue moon. Once a month, once in 3 months, once in 6 months. So therefore there are no B'nai Rachba walking and treading on the Mavi. Therefore it's not a Rishus HaPorutz Loi B'miluai, which is Osir Loi, and that's why it's Mutter. Come to Chois. that the Reish, not the Reish, the case on the Omer Aleph, which is talking about Barachba, you know why he's saying Rachba, not saying Chotzer, because if he's saying Chotzer, you have to throw in, and you made an Erev. He says, I don't want to talk about making Erevs, it's so much a Rachba, we don't need an Erev. Rachba ain't Tzorach Klum, zero, it's fine. Here on the Omer Beis, I need an Erev, but they didn't make an Erev. Oh, you didn't make an Erev, that's why it's awesome. So therefore, the double kasha that we had from the foolish and the urine falls away, and everything in fact is absolutely consistent between the Amid Aleph and the Amid Beis, because Mafulash is not the concern over here, it's the diurin which is the concern. On the Amid Aleph there are no diurin because it's a rachba, on the Amid Beis it's full of diurin because we're talking about a chotzer. If you go and make an Erev, it's great. If you didn't make an Erev, you're in trouble. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. It's a rather long Rashi, so we'll learn part of it. Kanch irvu, kanch loy irvu, right before the wide lines. Kloimer. Hayin movi osadik omer rav here on the omer base. Yesh chilek bedover. It really depends. Pa'amim osir, pa'amim it's mutter. Irvu b'nei achatzim b'nei amovi mutarin. Then it's mutter to carry. The hodi osir le rav. Lamishim a foolish ka'osir le'kinim g'min le'kamon. B'zesha loykin neged zeh. In fact, this case is not a case of Movin Mefulash. It's Zeshaloykin Egezeh. In other words, it's not as parallel as we saw in the picture in the Amid Aleph. It's slightly off. This is Zeshaloykin Egezeh. So nothing to do with Movin Mefulash. So what's the reason why? By Nifritz Echotze Kenege Mishim Rabusa Dechotze Nokat, the Ava Gav Darab Nechnosin La Bezu, Yaitzin La Bezu, Afilahachi Sharia. He means to say that the Chotze remains Mutter. That's what the Brisa said. Now, Rab said Chotzer Mutaras. We glanced over that, but the point is that's the reason why we need Zeshi, the Mav Mafulish aspect over here, is because I was concerned about the Chotzer, whether the Chotzer is Mutar or not. She's telling us the Chotzer is Mutar, nothing to worry about. Hoy the Nifritz of Bepachas Miyaser, the Chotzer Gipesa Chotzer. Al the Issa Mav Ilamish and the Pirtz and the Koyser Shiganagdu, it's nothing to do with the Mafulish, it's nothing to do with the fact that it's parallel. And we shouldn't make Chotzer Asri Alei Kila Yirvu. The reason why the Mavi is Aser the Amid Beis is because the Mnei Chotzer Aser the Mavi because they have the right of way. The Kivin to the Didei have Miloi Pirtzahu, it's a Pirtza. The Diure Chotzer Oyser and Olav. The Diure Chotzer Aser now the Mavi. That's the reason why it says it's Aser. You know how you go and cure it? By going and making an Erev. But that's Tafki here on the Amid Beis. But in the Amid Aleph, you don't need it. Skip to the next Rashi all the way in the bottom. Derav adarav nami le tikshi. Kalei me mehashta betzim le meimed Rav Yehuda bedura dereyesa. In that famous case of the Kfar Haroyim, he holds like Rav of Dua. Kidam ridin kan. That what? Kan she'irva kan she'loyevu. Uberachva leka diurin le misri amovoi. The only time we have to even discuss this Erev business is only we're talking about a chotzer. Because you got people living in the chotzer that are going through the mavi, make an Erev. Our Rav, he is talking about without an Erev, mavi is also. But if you made an Erev, it would be mutter. The case on the Amid Aleph, leitzarach klum, because you don't need an Erev. Because the Rachba has no diurin, nobody lives in the Rachba except for once a year, twice a year, therefore it doesn't aser on the mavi. Okay, we'll stop over here at Boy Site, right at the end of the plot. Mitchum, continue tomorrow. Any questions at this point?
Yes, I did not understand what is Zuka Negetzu that Rashi is saying.
Nochamu? Zuka Negetzu?
Yeah.
Zuka Negetzu?
Zuka
Negetzu, Rashi is saying, or in Zeshaloike Negetzu on the Yomid Beis. Zeshaloike Negetzu means that they're not directly parallel to one another. But if you are going from the Movui through the Rachba or the Chotzer into the other Rishus HaRavim, you got to make a slight curve either to the right or to the left. It's not directly parallel. Zeh Shaloi Kenegid Zeh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question and a comment. Living in Jerusalem gives you a different perspective on this, because you go into the Rova, the old city, we go to some of the old neighborhoods that are 150, 200 years, like the Nachalot.
Mm-hmm.
Where Heshi has a couple of houses, you see very clearly these contained areas that are chaser.
Uh-huh.
The paths on both sides, and they have wells generally in the middle, and they always seem to have gates on one or both sides, on mm-hmm. both sides,
mm-hmm.
and with a korah and a lechi.
Uh-huh.
So they're not necessary anymore because the neighborhoods have their own eruv. The whole city has an eruv. I mean, people could carry anywhere here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting to see this. You look at the old archaeological digs and how the houses were constructed with the. Where they, as you mentioned, putting all the animals and the shelters and stuff that were commonly used and by the families that shared the chatzer.
Exactly.
So I mean, it's very, very different from America. I'm thinking America. We, as you mentioned, we think of backyards. We think of your alleys. The mavoi is more. We think more like an alley in the back where people maybe they put their garbage cans out. And in a lot of small towns in America, it's not the same.
No, absolutely. The culture of the way we live is a little bit different than they lived in the good old days in the times of the Gemara.
It's not set up in Jewish structures, I'll put it that way.
Exactly.
But I'm a little curious about the difference between the Rachba and the Chatzer.
Mm-hmm.
Going into a Mavoi, it's possible if you have especially the different arrangements, the Mavoi going through where it goes in a V or angles off or curves. Mm-hmm. It's not a straight, my boy.
Yeah, that's the Shloi Kenegazet, what Robert was asking about. Mitchum, we're going to focus on that more tomorrow.
But I'm thinking on one side of the Mavoi, someone could come in from the Chatzer, and another side of the Mavoi, someone could come in from the Rachba.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be different conditions because of that?
Yeah, so that's a very good point. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. That since people live in the Chatzer, they're using the Chatzer on a constant, ongoing basis, if they are walking and have the right of way into the Mavoi, and they would have the right into the Mavoi, because otherwise they'll never be able to get into Shus HaRabim, then they would aser on the Mavoi, unless and until you make an Erev. Masha'enki in the Rachba, nobody lives in the Rachba. People go there once in a Yoivel, and so therefore, you would not have to make an Erev, and anybody coming from the Rachba into the Mavoi, you would not have a concern of requiring an Erev.
But you might have just remained
Mavoy for that
area.
Mm-hmm. Here you have people coming and going, and there it's dead, it's quiet. Nobody's coming and going from the Rachba. Okay?
It's
have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zizad Kibench, and Nechim tomorrow morning, once again, 8:05, Zagizat Mishak. Thank you all for joining. All the best to all of you. Be well.
Our best Rav Yosef and his family.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Cold too.